Vishus the Rosh Kola, Vishus the Mashkiach, Vishus the Rabbanim, and the Chavri HaKola, Chashuvim, B'nai Torah Chashuvim. I, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. It's a tremendous luchus to be connected through my three boys who are here and the opportunity I have sometimes to come learn your base medrash. Rabbi Bender mentioned I should speak something, maybe halachadik, maybe koronadik, maybe pesachdik, maybe agadadik. So I think that we'll try to cover all of those. But I'd like to share with you a sugya, and we could talk and learn together. I'm not here to give a shir. I just want to, you know, talk out a sugya with you, and feel free to fight with me, to argue with me, to stand up and throw punches at me. Whatever works, I'm happy with. The shali is as follows. It has many forms of the same nekuda, and that is, let's present it for getting ready for Pesach. A guy comes to you and says, Rabbi, I'm celiac. I can't eat matzah. You say, a kazayas, you know, if an olive is not so big. I don't mean a kazayas, I mean an olive. An olive is not so big. Maybe eat an olive. No, it's going to mess up my digestion. It's going to make me sick. I'm going to have stomach aches. Okay, shala number one. Shala number two. Person has diabetes. Women, when they're pregnant, very high chance of having gestational diabetes. And it's the Seder time, so she's pregnant, so she can't have wine. She can't drink 4 cups of wine. But she also can't drink grape juice because grape juice has very high sugar content. So, Rabbi, what do I do? I can't, how am I mekayim dalat kaisis? That's question number two. No, question number three. Same old, the same shaila. Somebody has some kind of digestion issue and they say the fiber from the romaine mess. I don't hold that. Chrein, I hold, isn't what Chazal meant by mar. Good shaila, that's another discussion, not for tonight. So, romaine lettuce, it hurts my system. I can't eat romaine lettuce. It gives me an indigestion for a week. So, what do I do? These are all one sug of a shayla, and the same shayla is what people had during Corona. During Corona, people were sick. Now, there was an added component in Corona because of the shayla of hurting other people. But even without other people, if you are sick and you're not feeling well, so they said, this the Rabbanim said, you can't go to shul, period. No davening with a minion. Doesn't mean no davening, just no davening with a minion. Where's the p'tur? What's the p'tur? Or how do we deal with, again, I'm not going to focus on the Corona issue, I'm going to focus on the first three shilas, all different manifestations of one question of how do we deal with a cholish she'ein bo sakana, right? Once there's a sakana involved, we're not handling that at all. That's clear, of course, mechal kol dvar yisr, except for the gibel chamuras. But a cholish she'ein bo sakana, a person's going to get a stomach ache, that's a bad stomach ache, a person's going to be knocked out, a person's going to throw up, a person's going to, you know, get a migraine from, as many people get migraine from wine, especially if they have allergies to sulfites, which is one of the preservatives that's in wine and grape juice. So they can't do mar, matzah, wine, or any other such mitzvah. Now, of course, you're all familiar with based on the Yerushalmi, the Shulchan Aruch passages like this, and it's in the first source. Is there anyone who doesn't have a source sheet? It'll just be much easier if you do, because I'm going to do a lot inside. I want you to be able to fight with me with something under your belt, so you'll be able to look at it and fight with me, please. So if everyone doesn't need, I don't know if there are any, Shlomo, are there any more? There's more. Okay, if anybody doesn't have, please take. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Misha eno shos yayim pnei shemazikol." So no tzarch lidchok atzmo. Of course, the Gemara tells us. Yerushalmi tells us. I don't remember which of the Amorim. It's a different version between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has Rabbi Yona. I don't remember who was in the Bavli who had a headache. Mi Pesach mi Tabacha ad Shavuos. Who was it? I don't remember who it was. For 7 weeks, a 7 week headache, and nevertheless, still was makpid to eat to drink wine. Now, nowadays, we're lucky. We're lucky because in the olden days, there was no such thing as grape juice. Why? Because when's Chag HaAsif? When do you harvest the grapes? Sukkot time, Chag HaAsif. So 6 months later, there was no way to preserve grapes or grape juice and it not turn into wine. There was no such thing as grape juice in the time of Chazal. Now we have grape juice, Baruch Hashem. So most posts assume you could be also with grape juice, maybe not the Chayrus aspect, but you could be also with grape juice. But they didn't have grape juice. So he drank wine, even though it gave him a headache for 7 weeks. So you see, it sounds from this, I mean, if you just take this, and we pass it like this in the Shulchan Aruch, that sounds like if you're going to be, let's assume he was not full of Mishka, let's assume he became a Chol Shem Vosakon, it wasn't just a Mechush. So it sounds like you have to push yourself. You're going to be in bed maybe for odd 7 weeks, and still you're obligated to be Mekayim this Mitzvah Derabbanan. It's only Mitzvah Derabbanan, it's not even a Daraisa, and you still have to push yourself. So, if that's what it seems, you know, we're going to come out with a pretty big chumri. You tell the person, I'm sorry you're celiac, I'm sorry you have diabetes. Well, diabetes is already a chashas takana. But I'm sorry you're celiac. I'm sorry you have digestive issues. You can't do Mara, but push yourself. You're going to be in bed for a week. Good. 6 weeks less than Chazal were in bed for. Okay, you're not going to last too long in the Rabbanis. Grant you. But I want to talk to you. There's a Maram Shik. Maram Shik was asked a very similar Shaila, but he was talking about a Cholesh Yesh Basakana, which is, again, unobvious. But in the context of the Cholesh Yesh Basakana, let's look at the Shaila that Maram Shik was asked in Or HaChaim Simon Reish Samach. Nishalti b'cholesh sh'amru la'arofim b'azhara gedoyla, sh'lo yochal matzo marar, v'im yochal harei b'sakana gedoyla. The Shaila is not, could I? The Shaila is, what do I do? The rabbi doctor said I can't. The Shaila is, I want to do it anyway. It's a beautiful Shaila. These are the Amaldic Shailas was not, there's a rabbi in Tinek, Rabbi Neuberger, a wonderful Talmud Chacham, and he pointed out when I was going to some shiurim, when I became a Rav, he pointed out that there's a difference between the younger generation and the older generation when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur. The younger generation, all the young pregnant women call to say, could you please tell me I don't have to fast? All the 80-year-olds all call up the rabbi and says, my doctor says I can't fast, my children say I can't fast, can I not listen to them? I want to fast. The difference between the generations. That was the shaila here that the Maram Shik was asked. He was asked, I want to be machmir myself, I want to eat the morer, matzah and morer, even though it's going to be, so the question is, could he do it? Could he make a bracha on it? So look what the Maram Shik is. We're going to skip down to the third paragraph. He said something fascinating. Look at his suffix in the middle of source number two. Im ochel davar shemazik lo lebrius gufo, imikri klal achila. Ken zayin, if something is dangerous to somebody, we're not, again, I don't know if we're only limited to choli sheish basakana, but if something is unhealthy, that might not be defined as an achila at all. Dari amru biyuma pei daf pei, dim ochel achila gasa, we learn that from a pasuk, ki yochel prat lemazik. The Gemara tells us that if you eat something that's mazik you, it's not called an achila bichlal. If it's not an achila bichlal, so pirush harambam hol mazik leguf lo mikre achila shtia, and therefore maybe it's not called an achila. How could you say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah it's one leachol al achilas matzah al achilas mar? Forget the asher kedushanu. He might not be mitzvah in the first place, but even besides that, does hasten ken achila? It's not called an achila, based on the Gemara and the Rambam. And therefore, what's the obvious kash that he has? So how come the Gemara says, by the Yayin, this first source that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchus Dalet Kosis, we said that you do have to drink the wine, even if it's going to be mazik you. Why are you drinking the wine? After it's being mazik you, it's not considered an achil, it's not considered an ashtia. So why are you drinking it? It's not even, why do you have to do it if it's being mazik you? And if you have to force yourself for wine, he says in the next paragraph, Kal v'chom, you should have to force yourself for dorais like matzah. And for mara, which is ikaro dorais, even though b'zman hazeh it's only dorabanan, but it's ikaro dorais. So if you have to force yourself for wine, certainly you should have to force yourself for matzah and mara. But why? I don't understand. It shouldn't be called an achila. So if you look on the top of the next page, he sets down a very big yesod halacha l'maisa. A very big yesod. He says an interesting chiluk. We're not going to go into why he says it this way, but let's at least get the bottom line on top of page two. Says Maram Shik, this mute hakra, ki yochal prat lemazik, when do we say it's not called an achila? That's only if it's mazik you immediately. If you eat, let's say you eat marer, and you throw up within 4 minutes, then it's not called an achila in the first place, not because you threw it up, because it was mazik you immediately. And then it wouldn't be called an achila, and you shouldn't say a bracha al achilas marer. You just not no chiv to eat the marer. However, what happens if it's going to cause you a stomach ache tomorrow morning? You're going to come home from shul. You're not going to be able to have a good lunch, and you're going to be in the bathroom all day tomorrow afternoon. That's a few hours later. That's 10, 12, 15 hours after the seder. Ah, aval in the second line on page two. Aval imu nena mimenu el shalacha es manu maziko. That's an achila. That is called an achila, and that's what you have to do. So says Maram Shik, the case of the yayin that was mazik that amora for 7 weeks was not an immediate reaction. It was a delayed reaction, and such a case, if there's a delayed sickness that evolves from this, call it an allergy, call it a food sensitivity, if it's a delayed reaction, a delayed sickness, then you mechuyev to do it. You're mechuyev to undergo that pain, undergo that suffering, undergo that choli, because it's delayed. Masha ain kain. When there's an immediate reaction, allergic or otherwise, when there's an immediate reaction, then that's not called achila at all, and therefore you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah, even a mitzvah darai. So why? Because it's not called an achila anyway. So why are you hurting yourself if it's not even called an achila? And that would be the maskana of the Maram Shik. So you realize that the bottom line of the Maram Shik is coming out with a chumrah. Coming out with a chumrah. He's saying that even if you're going to get sick, you do have a chiyuv, unless it's going to be immediate. But if it's not going to be immediate, you do have to eat this food, even if it's going to make you sick, if it's as long as it's going to be tomorrow. Okay. Now, I'd like to present some other... That's the Maram Shik, Shrita. That we find some other suggestions in the Achronim who take issue with Maram Shik. The Av Beis Din in Vilna in the late 1800s was the author of the Cheshek Shlomo on the side of the Vilna Shas, and he has his tshuva sefer, his Binyan Shlomo, the Shlomo Mi Vilna, and he has a tshuva talking about the general issues that we're talking about: somebody who gets sick from eating matzah or from eating marah, and he wants to suggest the following. He says the following. He says, we know, you can see in source number 3, the Shulchan Aruch and Tuf Reish Nunvav and Hilchas Lulav, Esrog. Well, that's some halacha that we're all very well, you know, once I say it's Hilchas Lulav, you already know where I'm going. You go to the store, and you go to the Lulav, the Mocher Esrogim, and you buy yourself a nice Esrog, and a nice Esrog costs you $250, $300. What do you mean? The guy on Central Avenue sells it for $35. Why is this $350? So, how much do you have to pay? So we know that when it comes to Hidur Mitzvah, Ad Shlish, when it comes to Bichlal, buying a mitzvah, paying for a mitzvah, we know that's only Ad Chomesh. Lo Yivaz Beis Yosem Yichomesh. Okay, that's a halacha psuka. Now, comes Rav Shlomo Vilna, and he says the following. If when it comes to money, you don't have to pay more than a fifth. Well, you're going to get sick. You're going to get sick from this. How do we shatz up that sickness? Let's shatz it up with a financial value. If, let's say I have $100,000. So $20,000 I have to pay for whatever given mitzvah. But if getting sick is worth to me more, not getting sick is worth more than $20,000, then we could argue you're not mechuyev to do that mitzvah at all. You're not mechuyev to invest $20,000, a fifth of your nechas, so you certainly don't have to pay your health, which was worth more than $20,000. Where do you see that your health is worth more than certainly a fifth, maybe even a lot more than a fifth? That we have he has a very nice kal v'chomer. Look on in the bottom source, in source number 4. Quotes Gemara above a comment tzadikim, about 4 lines from the bottom. Im omer shvor es kadi amanas liftar. I say, you know, I have this I have a jug of wine, whatever's in the jug. Do me a favor. Take a hammer and smash it for me. Just stop. I'm in a bad mood. Smash it. And you're not going to have to pay. I'm not going to hold you accountable. Well, you're potter, right? I was mochel. However, v'ilu bitzar haguf, third to last line, tanan, dum omer hakeni psa'eni, afilu ba'omer amanas liftar, chayav. So what do you see? What's stronger? What's stronger? My connection to my wealth, which is nitan l'mechila, or my connection to my body, which is not nitan to mechila? You see that my connection, my ava, my interest in my gufnius, my physical body, is a stronger shaychus, and therefore, even though I'll happily be moichel the money value of my kad hanishbar, I'm not willing to be I'm not able to be moichel the pain that you caused me. What do you say?
But he's willing to be moichel.
You're saying that he can't. Yeah. That's the Rambam. That's the next line that he could. There's a Rambam. The Rambam argues. Yeah. That's true. So he wants this, right? Yeah. And you're making a good point. You're making a good point. So based on this, the Rav Shlomo Vilna wants to say that we have a kal v'chomer. If you could be, what is he saying? He's saying if for money, you don't have to do a mitzvah. Kal v'chomer when your body's at stake, you don't have to do a mitzvah. And therefore, the Rav Shlomo Vilna would be arguing on the Maram Shik and saying that when it comes to health at risk, we're not talking about sakana. When it comes to that you're going to fall a choli, then you're not obligated to do that mitzvah that will cause you to become sick. Now, if you turn to page 3, we have, without getting into the history of the Besamim Rosh, Besamim Rosh was put forth in the late 1700s as a Shalos Tshuvas of the Rosh, but it was probably a forgery, probably written by someone named Rishol Berlin in the 1700s. But nevertheless, a lot of the Achronim, the classical Achronim, do handle his svaros. So I think we have the right to. There are a lot of questions about the contents of the Besamim Rosh, but the Achronim do handle with his. Rav Zilberstein Chamashukei Chemed just paraphrases his tshuva very well, and you'll see the bottom, which is the bad print. That's from the tshuva itself. That's why I'd rather give you the prettier print for the first half. So the question that he was asked was Mamashar question. Somebody calls up the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I eat maror, and every year I'm sick, my stomach is out for a week. What do I do? So that was a shayla that the Besamim Rosh tries to, a day or two. So he gives two interesting answers, and they're just a little bit different. You'll see what I mean. Look at answer number one, Aleph. I'm not going to talk about this. You'll see it's very hard to figure out what is exactly his teretz. Mishum, it's mutter. You don't have to drink, eat the maror. You know why? Look at his words, Aleph. Mishum shahat Torah lechayim nitna. Dracheha darchei noam. Eim ze darchei noam. And just like a chola is pater from hamitzvos, just like a chola is pater from sukkah, so too a chola is pater from kol hamitzvos. Now what are you going to ask? What? Kentaduru. So this is a gigantic machlokas Rishonim. Many Rishonim say like you. Another Rishon, the Ritva, says, I don't remember which one is the Ritva, which one isn't. And other Rishonim say no, that we learn from Chola to from the Ptur Sukkah of a Chola to all the mitzvahs. But we're not going to get into that. That's his first answer. Look at the second answer. That's what I'm going to focus on. Beitz, a very interesting svar also. I underlined it in the middle of page 3. The mitzvah gedoyle lahavros gufa mikol choli. Right? It's mitzvah. They have a gym here?
Yes.
Joking. It's important to keep yourself healthy, right? But look at the next three words. What did he just say? He just said an incredible chiddush. He says that a chola who's trying to keep himself healthy is thereby being oisek b'mitzvah, and therefore should be potter min ha-mitzvah from whatever other mitzvah. So if you have stomach problems and you're trying to stay on the right diet and you're trying to exercise and do all the right things to keep yourself healthy, and they're going to, Chazal come and the Torah comes and says, eat matzah, eat maror, drink dal kaisis. I'm sorry, Chazal. I'm sorry, Eibishter Tat in Himmel. I'm being osik b'mitzvah. And those who are learning the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, patim b'mitzvah, might not just be patim b'mitzvah, might also be osu. The Ritva says like that. You're not allowed to do the other thing. Okay, we're not going to get into that lumbus. But says the Besam Rosh, a fascinating svara. That if you're trying to keep yourself healthy, you're patur from the mitzvah. And therefore, the Besam Rosh is masik, concludes that you don't have to be mekayeh in the mitzvah of maror, of matzah, of course not dalet kosis either, if it's going to make you sick. Incredible stuff. What's that? Does he have a kor for what? Osik mitzvah matur from mitzvah? That Lahavros Gufa is a mitzvah gedola. Lahavros Gufa is a mitzvah gedola. Why does he say gedola?
No, that's
I understand that's not the parashas of Hapakra, yeah? What's that?
Means we always
going to
make the mitzvah.
Yeah, that's the kasha that I thought you were going to ask, right? Like Tosis. Tosis says it's only been the Dasik way, right? So the Binyan Shlomo is going to ask your kasha. So we'll see that in a minute.
But this is the opposite.
But the tour doesn't start. He's asking that. I don't know your names. I'm sorry. The tour doesn't begin unless you are usik bay. If you're just standing still, not doing
it.
That itself is the answer. Not eating it. That's not called usik bay. I hear your story. I like your story. You're saying you're doing something active to hurt yourself. That should already. I hear your svara. I hear your svara. What's the gather chola mean? I don't want to get into. Let's just assume nafal mishka like Shabbos without
like,
getting.
He's saying only Hashem wants to work. If it's something you should do, real nezik, just to stir yourself, you're not comfortable. Maybe that's not considered not watching yourself.
So you're saying maybe this mitzvah gadol lishmar gufa is something that like you shouldn't do something that will have a permanent damage. But something that will just for a day or two knock you out. Maybe that's not something for which we would say that the mitzvah gadol lishmar gufa. I hear that svara very strong. It happens to be his shiloh is about 1 or 2 days being sick. So he is not learning like that, but your svara, I think, is a strong svara. Okay, but either way, the obvious shiloh, though, what's the obvious shiloh? What's the mefusha chazal that says that you do have to make yourself sick? What's the obvious shiloh? The mechaber, bayayin. Bayayin, we say you do have to make yourself sick. So what do you, What do you hack me a chinek that you have to keep yourself healthy, don't do things that are going to make you sick? Chazal said, the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, passing the Amalach and Tafin, Ayin Beis, and Hilchas Dal Koises, you do have to drink wine even if it's going to make you sick. So he gives two interesting answers. And again, this is a whole nother shir, not for now. In the bottom paragraph, which are the words of the text, the picture of the Bessam Rosh himself, maybe Dal Koses is unique. Why would Dal Koses be unique? Without looking in, who could forget why Dal Koses would be unique? And maybe there you have to push yourself harder than everywhere else. What? Prisumanisa. We know that there are different Gedar and Prisumanisa. You only have to be Mocher Bigdo for Prisumanisa, right? Even though it's only Derabbanan, right? You don't have to be Mocher Bigdo for a Mitzvah Daraisa. Prisumanisa is a Hechra type of Mitzvah. It's a qualitatively different type of Mitzvah. What? Yeah, Prisumanisa is a different kind of Mitzvah. Maybe for that, even though by a regular Mitzvah, even Daraisa, you don't have to make yourself sick. But Prisumanisa, that you do. One answer. Interesting. Now look at the third line of this bottom paragraph. It's not a halacha that you have to make yourself sick. Rabbi Yochanan was holding by a certain madrega that he pushed himself. But the next few lines are fascinating. Look what he says. Even if it's something that's not for the plebeians, it's not something for the hamonam, for Bnei Torah, for Talmidei Chachamim, we hold them to a higher standard. That's not the interesting part. Look at the next line. Look at the second to last slide. Sometimes, if you're Ben Torah, you have to be more makel in certain halachas. When? It's going to stare your learning. You have this shayla by, I once asked a shayla to Rav Aryeh Finkel in the mirror. I made a mistake. I did something b'shogeg on Yontif. I didn't realize I was doing something for the first time. I was away when I went to the mirror for the first time. Something with Hadlakas Neiris on Yontif Sheni. I put whatever it was, and I was very bothered. I went to Aryeh Finkel, a tzaddik. That's who knew Aryeh Finkel, big tzaddik. And I said, what's the takana? Maybe I should fast for a day, a month, a year. I don't know what I should do. He said, is it shogeg on a drabbanon lemaisa? He said, you're in yeshiva? I said, yes, I'm in yeshiva. He said, you learn starker. You don't have to, if you're gonna try to fast, it's gonna take away from your learning. So that's, you know, maybe somebody else, it would be proper to have a titus, but for somebody who's a Ben Torah, you have to make sure you're able to focus and able to be able to focus on your learning. Okay. So that's the svara of the Bessam Rosh, which again is just the Osek B'mitzvah, you're keeping yourself healthy, you're potter min mitzvah, you don't have to do Dal Kosis, you don't have to do matzah and maror. Comes the Binyan Shlomo, that's the same as Shlomo Vilna, and he says, what are you talking about? That was your question. Tumihani, second line on page 4. Tumihani, ma shayach b'chole Osek B'mitzvah, da eno torud b'shul mitzvah klel. Right, that's what Tosis says in the sugya of Osik Mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, that's only your only potter in the Dasik Bay. So what's the heter of this Bessam Rosh to call you an Osik Mitzvah? So you don't have to do matzah, you don't have to do mara, you're Osik Mitzvah. You're not Osik in a mitzvah right now. You're just walking around and you don't want to eat the mara because you're scared it's gonna make you sick. Okay, but it happens to be, despite Shlomo Vilna's shaila and the shaila that you asked, which is a strong shaila, it happens to be Rabbi Chanan doesn't seem to be bothered by that, because if you look at the next source, in Kavetz Shiurim, Rabbi Chanan says, he talks about an interesting, this is going to bring us back to Corona, he talks about an interesting Shuvas HaGaonim. We said before that Cholim, of course, and Misham Shem are Pturim Min HaSukkah. And Pasul, the obvious reason would be because of Teshu Ke'en Taduru. That's the obvious reason. The question is, do we have the right, is it limited to Sukkah, or is this a p'tur in Kol HaTorah Kula? At least by Cholim, let's leave out Misham Shehem, but at least by Cholim, Misham Shehem anyway might have a heter because of, we'll see in a second, but do we apply the Svara, not if Teshuvah came to do it, but that Svara of Cholim, Patur Min HaMitzvahs to other areas of Halacha? Believe it or not, look at this Chuvas HaGaonim that Rabbi Chanan quotes in source number 7. He quotes Chuvas HaGaonim, Cholah She'ein Yochel Hispalel. He's not talking about Sukkah, right? Im kovid olav hacholi, hu umishamshav piturin. Let me put this in English. Your wife is at work. Your four-year-old is home from playgroup because she's sick. It's time for mincha. Your four-year-old daughter has, you know, has a bad headache. And she's sick, your wife isn't home. So, Shulis HaGaonim says, you're pater for mincha, right? D'yalfin on mi-sukkah. Wow. What do you mean? Sukkah is only a p'tur of osik b'mitzvah, is only a teshu king to do, right? See, Shulis HaGaonim learns this there, sorry. And that's the point that that Rabbi Chanan points out. He asks you a question. Look at the second line of the of that paragraph, two lines after the bullet point. Muchach mizeh damesham shemein ba'alum v'ha dipturin hu mitaymedas. I'm sorry. I skipped a step. He says, why the cholim pturin? I'm sorry. Why the meshamshim pturin? The meshamshim of course are pturin because they're oskim b'mitzvah. Therefore, of course, they're pturim in the mitzvah. V'tzarachiyud l'fiza cholim meshamshim pturin mikol mitzvahs. It should be limited to sukkah, where you have the gzeres hakos with teishu kein tadura. Much mizeh zok Rabbi Chanan, the meshamshim ain't been time to teishu kein tadura. This the heter of the meshamshim is not a heter of teishu kein tadura. It's there. The meshamshim are pturim because of osik b'mitzvah, and once we prove that the meshamshim's het ptur is because of osik b'mitzvah, osik b'mitzvah, patur and mitzvah. We have the right to say also on the Chayla himself that his heter, at least according to this Gaonim, this is Shuta Gaonim, Lefizai, underline it, Gam b'Chayla atzmo shayach taimo de oisik b'mitzvah. The mitzvah hashav as gufo gam ole didei ramya. You ask, where do we see it's a mitzvah? Gadola, I don't know, but Yisir B'Chanan is clearly saying very explicitly, he's buying this this B'Samim Rosh, and he quotes in the next line, V'chein kasu b'shah z'tshuvas B'Samim Rosh. What?
Yeah,
you're making good chiluk. You're saying that somebody is sick, I understand, that might be a p'tur from other mitzvahs. Here we're talking about somebody who wants to protect himself from not getting sick. I hear the chiluk, but I don't think you're more osik b'mitzvah when you're sick than when you're not sick. Meaning, if I'm sick and I don't want to get more sick, or if I'm not sick at all and I don't want to get sick, I'm equally want to avoid this activity that will make me get worse. You're not, somebody who's sick, lying in bed, he's not osik b'mitzvah by lying in bed. You're saying because he's trying to get himself healthy. Okay, I hear you, sir. Okay, so what we have is, we start with the Maram Shik, who was quite machmer, and he said that you have to be, when it comes to some who will be full of cholesh in bo sakona, you have to push yourself and do it, and do the mitzvah. We had the Bissamim Rosh, we had Rabbi Chanan here, we have the next line, I have a one-liner from the Chalkis Yav, also in an unusual place, Dine Ones. He also says that chola she'ein bo sakana does not have to do the mitzvah. So we have the Maram Shik is machmer. You have the Binyan Shlomo's being mekel. You have the Bissam Rosh's being mekel. You have the Chelkas Yaakov being Yoav being mekel. There's also an Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer was asked. I don't have this on the sheet. Avnei Nezer was asked an interesting question. Avnei Nezer, the Sachet Shaver, who was also the Rebbe of the Chelkas Yoav, I believe. I think he was the Rebbe of the Chelkas Yoav. Yeah. The Avnei Nezer was asked a shaila. A baby was born with a problem in his legs and had to be put in a cast, a lower body cast. But if you do that, you're not going to be able to give him a bris b'yom shemini. So the Avnei Nezer paskind that the enabling him to be able to walk properly could be docha, no sakon involved. Just I don't know if it would be a disformed, you know, a disformed leg or something of that sort. The choli of the misconfigured leg would be docha the assay directly of kares, right? Maybe the assay of mila biyom hashmini. So we have rov of the achronim, and I know halach lemaaser of Asher Weiss also passings like this, that if a person will be sick, they do not have to fulfill yayin, maror, matzah, and halach lemaaser. That would be probably the way that rov achronim would go, and that probably would be the bottom line halach lemaaser. Any questions about this? I just want to finish with one machshava. Any other ha'aras about this? Okay, just one machshava to get ready for the seder, to get ready for an end of the zman, a ben hazmanim. There's an incredible question of the Abarbanel on the, some pronounce it Abravanel, on the Haggadah. Manishtana, halayla zemikol, shabukholos, anu achum chomei tzu matzah, halayla zekulo matzah. Says the Abarbanel, you know what the question is? The question is that when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we come to sit with our families at the Seder, we were just experiencing through our Yetzias Mitzrayim four things. We were a Cholim Shenisrapu at Har Sinai. We were Chavish Beis Hasurim in Mitzrayim. We were Holchim at Baros. You see where I'm going? We were Holchei Hayam. So therefore, we have to be a Karban Todah. What's a Karban Todah? Karban Todah is 40 Lachmei Todah. What are the 40 Lachmei Todah? We have, where is the Mishnah in Menachos? I'm not holding a Menachos. We have a Rakik, we have our Chalas, we have our Revucha. Those are 30 matzahs. And then we have 10 Karbanos of Chametz. 10 loaves that are Chametz. So therefore, the Barbanel says, you know what the Shail is? Shebekol, Allah, son of Achlev, Chametz, Matzah. Whenever we bring a Karban Todah, whenever we thank Hashem for all these four experiences, we bring Chametz and Matzah, right? The 30 that are Matzah, the 10 that are Chametz. But Halayl Hazeh, tonight, which should L'chayra be a Karban Todah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch for saving us from all those four experiences, all compiled and amalgamated together, Kula Matzah. How come we don't have the Lachmei Todah that are Chametz? That's how that Barbanel asks, explains the question of Halayl Hazeh Kulo Matzah. What's the answer? Taka, so why don't we have that component of the full Karban Todah? There's an incredible Chasam Sofer in the Drush Shabbos HaGadol. The Chasam Sofer says something incredible. He says, there's another Karban that's very similar to the Karban Todah, but different in one way. The Karban Miluim. When Moshe took Bnei Aaron to make them into Kohanim, to make them become Kohanim in the first place, they had to bring the Karban Miluim. What was the Karban Miluim? 3/4 of a Karban Todah. You have the Revucha, you have the Rakik, you have the Matzahs, you have all the things that are not Chametz. What don't you have? You don't have the Chametz. Says the Chasam Sofer, when we bring the Karban Pesach, think about the Karban Pesach, it's not that we're bringing a Karban Todah, it's that we are bringing a Karban Miluim. Because it's not just that we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He did with us, that He took us out of the Yam, He took us out of our Choli, and He took us out of the Midbar, and He took us out of our Beis HaSurim. It's Faker. He took us towards becoming Bnei Chorin. He took us towards becoming an Am Seguli. He took us towards becoming a Mamleches Kayin of a Goy Kadosh. That's where He took us. That's what the Karban Miluim is all about. And that's why we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for, that's the answer to the question. The question was, how come it's not a Karban Todah? How come we bring a Karban Todah tonight? The answer is because we're not bringing a Karban Todah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're bringing a Karban Miluim. And a Karban Miluim has the 3 that are Taka Matzah without the Chametz, because our goal is to Be'ez Hashem become Bnei Chorin. Baruch Hashem, Ashreichem, that you all have the opportunity to be Yoshe Ba'umka Shel Halacha, to be in a yeshiva like Dar Chitor and a Kol, like Tirtz Baruch. Baruch Hashem, such wonderful time with the Chachamim, role models, and Ashreichem. And realize when you're sitting at the Seder, we're not just saying thank you for taking us out from where we are, but Baruch Hashem, bring us closer to where we're heading and to what we're doing, and to be proud of the Torah that we're learning, and we should be zochet to all recommit ourselves, Be'ez Hashem. We said to say, we're recommitting ourselves to mechanich ourselves, milashon, not chinuch, education, but chinuch in the sense of inauguration, inaugurating ourselves to be mekabel the Torah, to rededicate ourselves to Torah. We should be zochet, Be'ez Hashem, to have a good ben hazmanim, to have an aliyah, and to learn better, Be'ez Hashem, next man with makir tov, takodesh baruch hu, modal ishaavra, like the Mishnah Baruch Hu says, b'tzoik la'asidla, we should continue to shteig. And to have more atzlach Be'ez Hashem. Yashikach, thank you for having me. And I wish you all a good ben hazmanim, chakosh v'sameach.